Most people actually don't want to spend up five or so hours in a theater. Most people prefer to come in there 2 to 3 hour increments, and that seems to be the right amount of time in a movie theater.
When I was a kid, there were always double features. We sat there for 4 hours or more through these double features. Now, it's almost incomprehensible to sit there through 4 hours of motion picture. But when I was a kid, we all did it. I remember seeing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Prime of Miss Jean Brody with my mother and father. You're talking almost 5 hours. But we did it. I mean, what am I going to tell you? Hey, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, you have a great Labor Day weekend. Everyone's going to go to the movies. I know it. And I'll talk to you next Friday. How's that? You there?
Yeah, you just cut out. But yeah, everyone have a great Labor Day weekend. Yeah. Have a great holiday.
Okay, man. Talk to you next Friday.
See ya.
Bye-bye now. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. It's news time. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Sink and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Tragedy in Dallas after police officers respond to an officer in danger call. CBS's Nicole Nielsen is there.
When officers got there, they found one of their own had been shot inside of his patrol car. After more officers arrived here for backup, they say gunfire ensued with the suspect and two more officers were shot. The shooting led to a car chase all the way up towards Louisville, where the suspect was shot, killed, and confirmed dead.
The two wounded officers remain hospitalized. Hitting the road this Labor Day weekend, CBS's Jared Hill has news you can use.
Roads are expected to be busy this weekend. Robert Sinclair Jr. with AAA Northeast say there are plenty of affordable options, which motivates people to travel.
Gasoline across the nation is upwards of 40 to 48 cents cheaper than a year ago. Rental car rates are 16% less than a year ago. And if we look to the skies, we're seeing that domestic flights are about 2% cheaper than last year.
Sinclair says if you're driving to your destination, you might want to hit the road early in the morning to avoid traffic.
And if you're flying, the TSA says get to that airport at least 2 hours ahead of time. The agency expects 17 million Americans to pass through airport security checks this weekend. In her first broadcast interview as 2024 Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris has been pressed on why her policies on climate have changed since her 2020 run, telling CNN.
Let's be clear. My values have not changed. I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate.
Rival Donald Trump has been dialing back suggestions a second Trump presidency would effectively outlaw fertility treatments like IVF. Quite the contrary, he insists.
For IVF, and I've been looking at it, and what we're going to do is for people that are using IVF, which is fertilization, the government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company.
Multiple Massachusetts communities remain on alert for the mosquito-borne Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is editor-at-large for public health at KFF. She explains why there's cause for concern.
Most people with Triple E don't develop symptoms, but symptoms of Triple E may include headache, seizures, behavior changes, and drowsiness. About 30% of people who get Triple E die, which is why it is so serious. And many survivors have long-term neurological problems.
There are currently no vaccines or effective treatments for Triple E. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Microsoft is supporting We Energy's effort to raise customer rates. The tech company is building a $3 billion data center complex in Racine County. The Business Journal reports that Microsoft made a recent filing in a case before the Public Service Commission. A national developer wants to build about 700 high-end apartments near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. The $185 million project aims to address a significant housing shortage in the area. Over $1 million was spent in unsuccessful recall attempts against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. WisPolitics reviewed the data. Voss criticized the campaign as an out-of-state paid endeavor. And Kenosha's annual Cruise In Classic Car event is happening downtown tomorrow. The free event usually draws thousands of enthusiasts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. The Brewers piled up eight hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a few clouds and showers in the forecast for today. Then we're heading into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Mostly cloudy, showers 81 today. Clear with a low of 60 tonight. Sunny 82 tomorrow. Then sunshine, low to mid 70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
The only thing more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? And I was like, how do I get out of this? What do I, scissor kick or something? And how do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem?
They gotta get this one in rehab.
Who even came up with that? Hey, you know, people love sitting on beans. Not really, but go ahead. Well, it'd be a big bag filled with beans. And we make the bag vinyl, so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs. Do you even work here?
Have a nice bed. I don't believe in making the bed, though. My wife's always like, why don't you ever make the bed? For the same reason I don't tie my shoes after I take them off.
Doesn't make sense. Huh? We're not putting this thing in storage. Hell, I'm hoping to come back in a couple hours, and I would like it open, because when our bed's made, it's covered in 40 pillows, like we're stockpiling ammo for the global pillow fight. I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the deal with all these pillows? They're for decoration. How often are you giving a tour of our bedroom?
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. And then say your hair's too long. I got you, babe.
tell me you're not thinking about Groundhog Day when you hear that song. Hey, catch the Brewers at American Family Field before the summer slips away. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. Again, go to the WRJN.com, the Big Deals tab. All the info on how to enter is there. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball. And speaking about the Brewers, you can have lunch with the Brewers today. They're in Cincinnati to take on the Reds, 11.05 a.m. right here at WRJN. Ah, Marvin Gaye along with the Dancing Raisins. I heard it through the grapevine. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
You. And so I say now, hey, no, say that your hand down here, let it hang down on me. Let it hang down on me, yeah. Come on, Sloopy.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
Come on.
Hang on, Sloopy the McCoys. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. It's 8:17 on your Friday morning as we kick off a Labor Day weekend. And if you need some cash, listen to this. A mother of four in Dallas, Texas, quit her full-time job because she's making $1,000 a week dumpster diving. Now, she looks for merchandise that stores have tossed out, and then she resells it. $1,000 a week? There's money in their dumpsters, aren't there? All right. 818, we're looking for showers and thunderstorms on and off today with a high near 82. Becoming clear tonight, low 61, then a perfect weekend. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 83. Sunny on Sunday, 74 the high. Labor Day, sunny and 72. Right now, it's cloudy and 71 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Looking for the best sandwiches in town? All Labor Day weekend, indulge in the mouth-watering flavors of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament at Island Park. Whether you're craving cold subs, hot sandwiches, or crispy fried appetizers, the new mobile concession system ensures you won't miss a second of the excitement. Discover why Lee's Deli has been Racine's go-to sandwich shop for over 50 years. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament through Labor Day weekend at Island Park.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
News and timeless hits with Bobby V. Taking care of my baby at WRJN. All right, Labor Day weekend is here, and that means kids are going back to school after Labor Day weekend. 76% of parents say they are secretly happy their kids are going back to school or about to go back. 24% of parents say they're bummed out their kids are back in class. I don't believe that. There was a funny photograph. It goes on the internet every year at this time, and it shows four little kids with backpacks on with such unhappy faces on their face. They're so unhappy, and they're standing right in front of the pool where their mom is on a float in her bathing suit, drinking a cool drink with a big smile on her face. That is the best back-to-school photo I ever saw. I never knew how my mother felt about me going back to school. Huh. Wonder if she was secretly happy. Love child now. Here are the Supremes, Diana Ross and crew. 825 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected. I heard scorn, rejected love, child. Never meant to be.
Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Before we get to the news here, this is interesting. A 61-year-old guy in Michigan's been playing the same lotto numbers for 30 years and never won a dime. He was ready to change them when all of a sudden those numbers hit for $18 million. He said he almost switched the numbers a while back but decided to stick with his normal ones, and I guess it paid off. Lesson learned? Change isn't always good, I guess, huh? It's 8:31. Let's check this morning's news now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There could soon be a lot more people living near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. A national developer is looking to build 700 high-end apartments in Pleasant Prairie, citing a significant housing shortage in the area. The Village Plan Commission saw renderings of the $185 million project that'll go up over two phases. It would be built just east of the Premium Outlet Mall. Racine County residents can expect delays in the opening of two new roundabouts. The one at 11 and J is now expected to be open around September 30th. The circle at 75 and A will not open until late October. There is a new one set to open on time. The U and 7 Mile roundabout is on track for an on-time completion, which is in the next couple of days. Classic cars consume Kenosha this weekend. The annual cruise-in is tomorrow downtown. It's open to all vehicle types and is free for both exhibitors and spectators. The event draws thousands of car enthusiasts from across the country. Organizers will be closing off 6th Avenue and adjacent streets to accommodate the show. It all gets going tomorrow morning at 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a few clouds and showers in the forecast for today. Then we're heading into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Mostly cloudy, showers 81 today. Clear with a low of 60 tonight. Sunny 82 tomorrow. Then sunshine, low to mid 70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
So I go to my regular doctor and he's like, "What's going on?" I said, "You tell me." Just above my right knee, there's a little area about 3 inches up. It's about the size of a fist. That's where it doesn't hurt. That feels very peculiar. Do you have a pill that can make everything else feel like that? I want a everything else like that pill. My doctor looked at me and said, "Brian, you are way too sedentary." So I vowed in that moment to get a dictionary. But I haven't gotten around to it, you know, just been laying around a house. Or is it lying around a house?
make today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Get ready. Half off, 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and more. Visit the showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com. Just click on the Big Deals tab and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just 10 bucks, half off. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
Thank you. take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Don't forget, we've got lunch with the Brewers, sort of a brunchy lunch with the Brewers when they're heading out to Cincinnati to take on the Reds 11:05 this morning. Then tonight, a rare college football game with Western Michigan at Camp Randall Stadium to play the Badgers. Get here to the Badgers game. First game of the season for us tonight, 6 p.m. right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Oh, I got a story about this song for you. It's coming up right after the song. Here's Brandy, The Looking Glass at WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
It's a WRJN with Looking Glass from 1972 and Brandy. Now I'll tell you the backstory on this song. There was a guy that same time period before this song came out called Scott English, and he made a song called Brandy. Totally different song, but it had the same name as the Looking Glass song, Brandy. Well, the Scott English version didn't go anywhere, so Barry Manilow picked up the song, but they couldn't name it Brandy anymore because the Looking Glass already had a hit with Brandy, so they changed the name of the song for Barry Manilow to Mandy. And a number one hit with it. See? Now you know the rest of the story.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're.
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to have the color of her hair.
The Zombies, She's Not There, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Do you ever have your mugshot taken? Me neither. About 30,000 people were asked, if you were having your mugshot taken, would you smile? 1 in 4 people said yes, they would. 24% said they would smile for the mugshot. 56% said no. 19% said maybe. The best mugshot I ever saw taken was when Mel Gibson was arrested. He took this mugshot. It looked like a professional Hollywood headshot that he had taken. I heard one of the newscasters say, that's one of the best mugshots I've ever seen in my life. Well, don't get arrested. You won't have your mugshot taken. I'm Don Rose, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Chris Morrow in for Cindy next.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, love, the love, say it, love, the love's traveling salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
Seven. out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tragedy. I'm Vicki Barker. Tragedy in Dallas after police were called to the scene of an officer in danger.
When our officers arrived, they found a Dallas police officer who had been shot in his marked patrol vehicle. Responding officers then exchanged gunfire with a suspect at that scene. And two officers were shot at that scene.
They're hospitalized. Their colleague is dead. So is the suspect. Hitting the road this Labor Day weekend, CBS's Elijah Westbrook has news you can use.
Experts are advising folks to get on the road before noon and after 7 p.m. They say the hours between 2 and 6 p.m. are the worst times to be on the roads this holiday travel season. Now, from the roads over to the skies, 17 million people are expected to be flying this weekend. So certainly keep that in mind, that you will have a lot of company with you as you head to your destinations.
The UN has been rushing polio vaccines to Gaza after Israel and Hamas agreed to pause their hostilities to allow Gaza's children to be inoculated.
It's not an exaggeration to call this one of the most dangerous polio immunization campaigns in history.
UNICEF's Rick Pires told the